Hello and welcome to the Knight Rider Podcast. My name is Sean D. Knight, and this is a show that will focus on the art of writing, my journey to become an author through independent publishing, and discussions about my current writing project. It is my hope that this podcast will help me to further my writing and that you will join me on this journey as I attempt to write some magic, and that this podcast will inspire you to write and publish your own story. So let's go on this journey together. It is currently May 21st, 2018, as I am recording this, and over the past few months, I've been spending time developing the idea of a story I have titled Forget Me Not, Father. Now, the idea for writing Forget Me Not, Father originated as a concept for a video game that I had always wanted to try and develop a few years back. It was going to be a 16-bit role-playing game that would follow a female protagonist trying to find a cure for her father, who has been cursed by an evil wizard to lose all of his memories. It was a very simple plot line that, while I never tried to turn to a game, I started to develop further as a story. The very first question I had to ask myself was, why would the villain only curse the protagonist's father to lose their memory rather than kill them? The obvious reason was that, for the Dark Wizard, this was very personal. If it was just an enemy, the wizard would kill that person outright, not take the risk of cursing them into forgetfulness. So the next question I had to ask was, what would be so personal that the Dark Wizard wouldn't want to kill the protagonist's father, but would want them to make them suffer instead? And so the story for Forget Me Not, Father evolved from there. The idea didn't quickly come to my mind, but when the idea that the father was childhood friends with the Dark Wizard popped into my head, my mind immediately focused on that. But this new idea didn't stop there. They were both childhood friends of a young girl who they both fell in love with. When that idea came to my mind, I remembered a particular opera, more specifically, one of my favorite operatic songs that is commonly known as the Pearl Fisher's Duet. The opera itself is about two pearl fishermen who are great friends but fall for the same woman. My favorite part of Georges Bizet's opera is the Pearl Fisher's Duet, in which, as they spot the woman they both love, the two men renounce the love of the woman and vow to remain true to each other. It was that affirmation of a male bond that has always drawn me into that particular opera, and, more specifically, the Pearl Fisher's Duet. In fact, while I have been developing the plot for this story, I tend to listen to the duet on YouTube with Hai Jingfu and Marcello Giordani singing this song in a way that makes this particular duet the best in my opinion. Don't get me wrong, Giordani is no Pavarotti, but these two singers really resonated with me in their performance of this song. And for those of you who support me on Patreon, you'll see a link in the post where I talked about developing the idea for this book and a link to this particular video. Obviously, a love triangle is one of those story cliches that is overused, but I have developed a story that will give it a fresh spin. At least, that is my hope. It is also just the background to the story of the main protagonist who is the result of the love triangle. Though, just for your peace of mind, she will not be the daughter of the Dark Wizard, and there are no plans to offer that up as a red herring. She is simply caught up in the feud between two former friends. One is her father, the other responsible for the death of her mother. But she is in a race against time to prevent her father from losing his memories. Right now, my pitch for Forget Me Not, Father is this. A young warrior in training witnesses her father, the greatest warrior in the land, fall to a dark wizard. However, instead of killing her father, the wizard casts a spell on him that will make her father forget everything. In a race against time, she must find a cure so that her father won't lose his memories. But along the way, she discovers the relationship between her father and the evil wizard, who is also responsible for the death of her mother, goes a lot deeper than she was told. And so that is the general idea for Forget Me Not, Father, and how it originated as a concept. The premise is simple. Female protagonist must find the cure for her father before a curse causes him to lose all of his memories. But it is up to me to develop this idea even further. I have to expand upon it, develop the characters, figure out how the story will progress, and I will talk about all of these aspects in the following episodes of the Knight Rider Podcast. Now, you'll have to bear with me because this is completely out of my wheelhouse. When it comes to my story writing, I don't share my ideas with people, I don't let them read my work, I essentially keep everything close to the vest. But with this podcast, I am going against my deeply ingrained habits and will be talking about everything that concerns Forget-Me-Not Father. Not only will there be this podcast, but Patreon-only posts talking even more about this project, and I will also be streaming the writing process live via Twitch. But let me get back to the topic of how I came up with the idea for this book and how it started to develop. To summarize, the original idea that came to my mind was then fleshed out thanks to my familiarity with a particular opera. To me, this is an example that, as an author, I should constantly be absorbing everything around me, whether it is books, movies, music, a random conversation, my personal life experiences. I try to absorb as much as I can because, as I just told you, the story's idea was developed further because I had listened to the Pearl Fisher's duet at some point in my life. You never know what might inspire you when you first read, watch, or listen to something right on the spot, or maybe that inspiration or idea might hit you years later. What I hope will make this story more appealing to readers is that the main story itself is a result of a love triangle, rather than the love triangle being the main plot, where the consequences are felt further down the road, and that it is the child who will be caught up in all of it. As the author, it is up to me to write something that appeals to the reader, and not just myself. With Forget-Me-Not Father, I think I have something that will appeal to the readers. Now the trick will be, after all is said and done, to get them to pick it up at first glance. Of course, I have a ways to go since I haven't started writing the book yet, but this is something that I should be cognizant of as I continue to develop the idea for this story. Currently, my word count goal for this book will be a minimum of 50,000 words, and I will begin writing the story by the time this podcast launches. I hope you have enjoyed the first episode of this new podcast, and that you will continue to travel with me along this journey of developing, writing, and then publishing this book. So, thank you for listening to the Knight Rider Podcast. I hope you have enjoyed this show, and if you would like to learn more about the current project, contact me, or join a community of fellow aspiring writers and enthusiasts, you can follow me on Twitter at @ShondyKnight, join our Discord channel, an invite link will be provided in the description of this show, or you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/ShondyKnight, where I will be streaming the writing process for my current project. So goodbye, and go write some magic.